I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Friday, April 6. Coming up, business hours revised for ongoing state of public emergency in St. Catherine North. Services still being offered at Cornwall Regional Hospital and more judicial clerks to be employed. The news in detail after this message.
Boy, throughout the year move fast. I sue some again, you know.
So what are you planning for the holiday?
Well, me now want to stay in the house, you know, so I'm going to look at summer job.
Where are you going to find that?
No, no yet, you know. But I want to check out the Hope Youth Summer Program.
Good idea. Might as well me try to do that too. Tell me when you are going to apply.
And now we're too long now. I'm going right now to apply.
The Hope Youth Summer Work Program, bringing work and career experience to Jamaica's youth 17 to 29 years old. Application period February 12 to April 13. Apply now at any HeartTrust NTA or NYS office islandwide. For more information, call 754-98168.
Now the news. Residents in the St. Catherine North Police Division have been given more time to conduct business following a revision of the closing hours for establishments in keeping with the ongoing state of public emergency in the area. Pharmacies and churches can now close at 10 p.m., joining gas stations and clubs and fast food outlets. The closing time for community and recreational areas remains unchanged at 6 p.m., while for cookshops, dry goods and haberdasheries, it's still 7 p.m. Spirit license premises must continue to observe the 9 p.m. cutoff time for business. The state of public emergency was declared by Prime Minister Andrew Holness on March 18. It was recently extended to July 3, following the approval of a motion in both Houses of Parliament. Major towns in the St. Catherine North Police Division include Linstead, Bogwalk, and Spanish Town. The Cornwall Regional Hospital in St. James is still open for business. This assertion from Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton, who toured the facility Thursday. The hospital has been plagued by air quality issues resulting in patients and staff falling ill. The government has responded by rerouting the services of the hospital to several nearby facilities, including the Falmouth Hospital, Mount Salem Clinic, and Western Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
And so I think we're at a place now where we can be less exposed to the elements of the air quality. Treat patients, accidental emergency patients, the outpatient clinic has functioned very well across the road at the Western Conference Center. 400 to 500 patients, 5 days a week, 12 clinics, that has been no problem. The lab works and so on the external are in place and have been functional.
Dr. Tufton says the main building of the Cornwall Regional Hospital should be fully evacuated by this weekend into Monday, April 9 to facilitate repairs. Patients and staff will be relocated to the Falmouth Hospital. The justice sector will receive a well-needed boost with the provision of financial resources and the creation of additional posts for the courts. Chief Justice Brian Sykes says 22 additional judicial clerks are to be employed, bringing the total to 34.
Almost every judge will be able to have a judicial clerk, so that will eliminate one of the reasons given for the delay in judgments. So as time goes on, the issues are being addressed.
Justice Sykes was speaking at the reopening of the Clarendon Family Court at the Chapelton Courthouse in the parish. The facility is expected to provide legal and social support services related to family life. Among the services are counseling, adoption, guardianship, childcare and protection, custody and maintenance, domestic violence and youth delinquency. And special provisions will be made for Port Maria vendors displaced by the planned construction of a new market in the area. Work on the new market is set to get underway in another 2 weeks. Chairman of the St. Mary Municipal Corporation and Mayor of Port Maria, Councillor Richard Crary, says two locations are currently being considered to act as the interim market base while the work is ongoing.
We're looking at two areas. We have an area where the abattoir used to exist, which is pretty close to the existing market. We had demolished the structure some years ago, but we have a concrete base. So we are looking at the possibility of just putting up back the roof structure on that. Or the other location is the old fire station, which again is in close proximity. That has a concrete structure. It would only need the roof on it.
Mayor Crary adds that assistance is being sought from contractors Dutch Construction Limited to retrofit the temporary facility. Meanwhile, the Port Maria mayor is emphasizing that there will be a zero-tolerance approach to illegal vending on the streets once the new market is built. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.